Hello and welcome to another edition of the SGR Coffee Break. This is episode number 20, which means we are currently paying our best college buddy with a fake ID to buy us booze. Because we are just that 1 year shy of being able to do it ourselves. Oh, the good old days.
Which means, I guess, by 22, it won't be as cool anymore.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
At that point, you've already been drink so much that you're just like, yeah, I could care less.
Yeah, I was like, I can still drink tomorrow, so it's not like I have to get drunk tonight. Because I don't know when I'll be able to get it again.
And it's like Tuesday. Maybe I should just wait off till Thursday. That was always the thing for us in college, was you had to wait. Like, the parties always happen on Thursday for some odd reason. So
Same with us. Although they started creeping into Wednesday, because Wednesday at one of the local bars was karaoke night.
Oh, college. You were so good. I miss you, college.
I don't.
No?
No. That'll miss the papers, the tests.
Yeah, I don't miss any of that. I do miss the, oh, I'm just not going to do shit today. I won't even shower until like 5 o'clock, and that's after I've had half a bottle of cheap ass, whatever I could find, bottom shelf liquor. So I guess I'll shower now. And then I'll climb up on the roof like a responsible drunk college kid.
My senior year, one semester, on Tuesday, Thursday, I only had one class, and it was at 2 o'clock, and it was aerobics. So, you know, I just, there was no reason for me to get out of bed or shower until after class.
See the good old days. And now look at us. I'm fucking fixing a house and you don't have any time because you have kids. See?
Yeah, but I still haven't showered because I went and worked out this morning. So I said that now I'm going to work out at 9 instead of 2.
Yay. Morning time. So, Carrie,
what are we discussing? We're discussing Kickstarter this week, as it's been kind of a hot topic over about the last week or so. I know that Kickstarter is the bane of your existence. I don't really remember why it's the bane of your existence, but I think we've just gotten like, oh, Kickstarter, Chris is going to hate it. We just kind of forgot why. But I mean, while I think that there are some bad things with Kickstarter, and I do, you know, some people have obviously been screwed over, I think Kickstarter has its place. And in the video game world, it's been interesting, thanks to Double Fine, really, as a place to, like, you know, we can't get a publisher to buy this concept, so, but we think people will buy it, so let's pitch it to the world and see if they will. And
wasn't that really good game that both of us haven't really played a whole lot of, Pillars of Eternity, a Kickstarter project too?
It was a Kickstarter project. Mm-hmm. And I always meant to contribute to it. And it was just one of those things, like, by the time that I remembered, funding had already ceased. And then, you know, because of all the hype surrounding it, they ended up getting picked up by a publisher, which I think just helped them pay, like, you know, some other bills, because I think with anything with game development, they always say it might cost this much, but like in the case of Broken Age, for example, when Double Fine, I don't remember how much they originally asked for, but they ended up getting millions for it. Cool. So they promised the world, and then they released the Act One and they ran out of money. These things can happen. So, but we're seeing a lot of developers who, you know, kind of like Obsidian and Double Fine, that are kind of turning to Kickstarter for some of their ideas. One of them was Inafune, who, you know, could not get Capcom to release another Mega Man. So he released a spiritual successor called The Mighty Number 9, which got funded rather quickly. And I'm drawing a blank right now on the game that got funded in 45 minutes, just like last week.
I don't follow Kickstarter. God! I don't remember that.
Because, like, it was just insane to watch it, and now I can't even remember. Oh, I'm a bad reporter.
Wait, was that the one that people were constantly tweeting out, like, in the amount of time that it took me to get on the page, they earned another 20 grand or something like that?
Yes.
Oh.
I cannot remember what that was, but anyway, one like it I think they asked for like 500,000 or something like that, and they, got it within 45, like it funded it in 45 minutes. I don't remember. Ah, Jarvis, that's gonna drive me batshit insane. I'm looking through all the news stories and I can't find anything. But it was one of those where a developer had left, or like a lead guy had left, and he was like, "This is oh, it was the Banjo Kazooie,
Oh, yeah.
spiritual successor, like Yooka-Laylee, I think." Yes, Yooka-Laylee. That one, it's a duo platformer, meaning that there's two characters that kind of ride along, so you have to use them. I guess kind of like Rayman, and that fuck, I don't remember the last Rayman game, or Banjo Kazooie. And this is the same people that did Banjo Kazooie. Apparently, they've always wanted to do, another game, and whatever reason didn't work out, so they went to Kickstarter. And yes, there was this big thing. People really wanted this, so it got funded in 45 minutes. And then let's go to Monday. When, just in case you're like Chris and haven't been following the news, Konami has been, I don't know what they're doing. I really don't know what. I wouldn't be surprised if it came out that Konami's like, you know what, I think we're gonna get out of video games, because that's just really what it sounds like. Kojima's gone. They're gonna put out, Metal Gear Solid, Phantom Pain, and that's gonna be it. They've already canceled the Silent Hills game that everyone was so excited about, thanks to the PT demo. Which the PT, if you're not familiar with what's going on with PT, if you have PT on your PlayStation system,
It's going to
eventually
be
it
coming.
will disappear. Even if you don't delete it, it will be scrubbed from your machine.
Is PT one of those games that you had to buy?
No,
Or is
it's
it
a
just a
free
demo?
demo. It's a
Oh.
free demo.
Well, I mean,
And
if it's a demo and people didn't pay for it.
no, and of course people are absolutely losing their minds over it. It's like, yes, it kind of sucks that they're basically reaching into your PS4 and are taking it, but at the same time, it's a free demo. Like, just, calm down. So Silent Hills has been canceled, and there hasn't been anything official, but it seems pretty clear that there will no longer be any more Castlevania either. Which, from what I've heard from how the Castlevania games have gone, that maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah, the
So.
last one wasn't really all that great. I remember talking to Jen about the last Castlevania game, and she's like, stabbing your eyes out with spoons is probably more fun.
Lovely. The soundtrack was great for Castlevania Mirror of Fate. Still one of my favorite soundtracks. But so anyway, I can't remember his name because I all think is Igavania because that's what he tweeted out. But Igarashi, the original director, producer, all that of the most probably favorite Castlevania game, Castlevania Symphony of the Night, went to Kickstarter. And it's like, hey, here's a spiritual successor called Bloodstained Ritual of the Night, which I loved how they called it Ritual of the Night because that was pretty much a fuck you to Konami. And well, apparently I didn't turn off my phone. I got a fail on that. So anyway, so yeah, he was asking for 500,000, and I watched it in 4 hours reach the 500,000. And the game looks really, really cool. Like, the art style looks amazing. It looks very much, in the vein of Castlevania. And he's posting some of the stretch goals, and like they get 850,000. The voice of the original voice of Solid Snake, David Hayter, well, voice in it, and the original composer for Castlevania is gonna be a part of it. So it all sounds like it's going to be great. Well, as of yesterday, when I just happened to check it to see how well it did, it was $1.5 million.
Holy shit.
People are super excited about it, and I'm actually really tempted in joining in because the game looks it looks amazing. That and I mean, I love the composer. I have a feeling this is going to be great, and I have a little more confidence in giving Kickstarter money to someone who has done this before. They know what the process entails versus you see those others that everyone was talking about before, where they're like, we never made a game before, but we're gonna make this. And everyone's like, shut up and take my money. And then the game never happened. Oh, Star Citizen. It's another Kickstarter game that is, oh my God, people, stop throwing your money at Star Citizen. What was the last count? Like 70 million or some insane thing? And
I don't know. I think that if I remember correctly, I saw something that they had just released a free, like, shmup, web-based shoot 'em up based on Star Citizen. So I don't know. The stuff I've seen on Star Citizen looks like they're pulling in some really good stuff. But
well, with $70 million, I hope so. Dear God. I mean, it's... Yeah, that one's insane. And I was talking to one of my friends yesterday, and he pointed out, you know, thanks to, like, the Mighty No. 9 and now this, he's like, you know, Kickstarter's releasing more Japanese games than Japan is. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's kind of true. Wow. Yeah. So now there's a big call of, like, you know, if, since this is going to work out, everyone's begging for Kojima to take Silent Hills to Kickstarter, which that'll fund.
Oh, yeah. People like them, Silent Hill games. I remember the first time I played Silent Hill.
And from what I understand, like, the Silent Hill games were good at first, and they've just been awful ever since, but people keep buying them and hope that they'll be good again.
Yeah, I mean, like, the first two were really awesome, and then the third, it started petering out. And if I remember right, there was one on the PSP that kind of sucked, and we're all looking for... you know, a really good horror game, because we haven't really had a decent one in a while, and yeah.
You're saying The Evil Within didn't do it for you?
I watched like two streams of that, and I made it about a half hour into it and went, wow, this game looks really boring. So, I never even touched it.
I'm surprised you didn't even try PT. Because I heard that was super scary. Like, that was really, really good.
I miss those games where you just close all the windows, shut all the blinds, turn the audio up really high, turn the lights off, and it's just you and the game, and you're like, I don't know, I don't want to open this door because there's something that's going to kill me.
What about that game that Ross played where he noped it, Outlast? Did you play that one?
No.
Okay. Remember... Remember that one where he slammed his laptop down at 4 a.m. just going, nope, nope, nope.
Yeah, Blake and I are sitting on the couch, and all of a sudden we just hear Ross, nope, 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 nope. Yeah, I'm done. I'm like, okay. 4 o'clock in the morning. Let's do Ring Around the Rosie then.
I heard Amnesia was also good.
Yeah, Amnesia's pretty decent. The second Amnesia wasn't so great, but first one was pretty good. But
not everything can be Slender Man, Chris.
Not everything can be Slender Man.
So why do you hate Kickstarter? Like, I honestly forget why.
There's just so many horror stories on it. I really don't like paying for something that you really don't know. Yeah, you have a lot of... Right now we're seeing some decent developers and artists and all that going to Kickstarter for, but it seems like every week there's something else that people are just like, oh, shut up and take my money. And I'm like, you don't even know what the fuck it is. You got a couple screenshots and they gave you a video. Congratulations. And you're going to throw that money at them. And then people get pissed off of, like, the countless times that a Kickstarter project fails. And I'm trying to remember one of the last ones that I saw, but
off Twitter. The former developers of Irrational Games, their Kickstarter project for the Black Glove failed.
Oh, wow.
So that's been shelved.
So I've bought a lot of projects that have succeeded from Kickstarter. I mean, the biggest one that I can name was Elite Dangerous, and I played the shit out of that, right? Uh-huh. And that was a Kickstarter campaign game, and I loved what I've played so far of Pillars of Eternity, and that was a Kickstarter game. I want a completed product. I want to know that if I'm giving somebody money, and really, if on Kickstarter, if it gets funded, your money's gone. So you've already contributed to it. So if they just take your money and run, like has happened like last year a couple times, where people got the stuff funded and then basically just disappeared, to me, I'm paying for something that all I'm seeing is something on the internet, and it if I were to dive into it and it gets funded. I have no guarantee that my money's going to give me any sort of result. So,
right.
I think, if people are going to do this, that's fine. It seems to be the way that things are going now. A lot of indie devs, I think for indie devs, I can see it being a really good thing for them, because usually you're a really small team, sometimes all the way down to one person, such as Axiom. You know,
was his a Kickstarter?
I don't know if his was a Kickstarter, but it was, you know, I was just saying, you know, for publishers, developer. Yeah.
Like, what was the indie game? Adventures. Oh, Shovel Knight was an indie, was a Kickstarter.
Oh, was it? Oh, that turned out to be a pretty solid title, too.
Yeah, and one game I really enjoyed at PAX South, The Adventures of Pip, was also a Kickstarter game that's going to be coming out this week. So, I mean, I think Kickstarter, it can be good. You know, for these, you know, developers have these really good ideas. Maybe they just can't, you know, get the funding to handle it. Like, I think it pretty much, for like Double Fine's, pretty much proved that yes, point and click adventures, people want them. And now King's Quest is back. I'm, you know, shocked. And I think what I heard was that Konami never wanted to redo a traditional Castlevania, the platformer, because they said nobody would buy it. Well,
platformers are in high demand right now.
Igarashi pretty much proved that that's not true. People want like a solid Castlevania game.
Yeah, I miss the old 2D side-scrolling platformer Castlevanias. When they started going 3D, it kind of just turned me off.
Well, I think that just kind of ruins what Castlevania always was.
Yeah.
You know?
So, well, hearing that there may be a new Castlevania game on the way, that makes me excited.
So, well, it's called Bloodstained.
Well, Bloodstained, whatever.
Right. I haven't backed that many Kickstarters. The only ones I've done have been like pretty solid projects. Like, I backed the Oatmeals Kickstarter project for the card game.
Exploding Kittens.
Yeah, just because it looked really funny, and the Oatmeal, I know that'll come through, like, with his name behind it. I backed Video Games Live Level 3, and I kind of regret doing that for various reasons. I don't really exactly feel like I got my money's worth out of it. I mean, because I did more than the basic package. And then when they were like, well, we're going to do a level 4, we're going to kickstart that. I'm like, okay, you know, you've already proven your point that people will pay for this. I don't understand why people have to shell out money again for this. So I got kind of put off for that. I did back the Kickstarter that Off Base Productions did, a strategy guide company, that they were trying to do a strategy guide for this indie game, and the funding was not successful. I don't remember. I mean, because I don't think people realize that publishing books is expensive.
Oh yeah.
So they didn't do that, and so now I'm thinking of doing this Bloodstained one, because I really, 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 really like what I saw. Even though haven't really been a huge Castlevania fan, there were some things in it like, oh, I would totally like this. But of course, I'm thinking, well, maybe I should, you know, maybe play Symphony of the Night again first, because I have it. I just didn't get very far, but I've gotten a little more tolerant of platformers since then. So maybe it wouldn't be so awful for me. But so that's my thoughts on it. You going to back it or no?
I'll probably wait. I mean, I don't know. I sound like such an ass, because I'm like, I like the stuff that comes out of Kickstarter, but I'm not going to pay for something that I have no idea what I'm getting. Mm-hmm. You know,
you're basically being an investor.
Yeah, and you know, if I'm going to
invest, instead of a stock, you're getting the game.
Dreams.
Well, potentially the game and whatever else, you know, physical.
I mean, the biggest one that I know that so far has been, seems like I regret now that I did not do, was the Elite Dangerous one. And it's because I watch streamers, and if you donated or if you, you know, pitched in at a specific level, you get stuff early. And they've been really good at doing that. And you don't have to pay for any of the expansions that keep coming out. And there's when they start doing the planetary landings, I have to pay for that because I didn't back it on Kickstarter. So, I mean, that part I kind of regret, but at the same point, I'm like, you know, it's fine. I'm going to pay the money for you know, their expansions because I enjoy the game. And the other side of me that's just like, well, you know, at least I'm still helping them fund, keep going. So I just, yeah, I have a hard time being an investor in not really. I've helped invest a couple things before and I've been burned on it. And I think maybe that's carrying over to this. Because I'm like, yeah, you've got a solid product that you're trying to do, but you're not telling me what your marketing strategy is. And I mean, for video games, it's one thing because a lot of, as you're pointing out, you know, a lot of us follow specific developers and publishers around. So every time they switch, we're like, oh, he created this great game and now he's going to try to do it on his own. We should just shut up and take my money. But I've also seen, you know, Kickstarter is not just video games. It's all kinds of stuff. And I've seen photo friends invest in stuff that looked really awesome and then they get it and the ship breaks because it wasn't properly tested, or you know, the business model that whoever is doing the Kickstarter project, they don't have a good business model. They're like, hey, we know Kickstarter is a good thing, let's get our money from Kickstarter. Okay, great, you got your funding, now what are you going to do? Have you actually looked at, you know, what your operating expenses are? Have you looked at what it's going to cost you to distribute stuff? Have you, you know, do you even have a basic marketing plan other than we're going to go off Kickstarter and there's going to be much hype, you know? So video games is, it's a little bit easier, but you still have that overhead, especially if you're trying to do something a little bit bigger than just some 8-bit chiptune kind of game. So, but I mean, gamers, we throw money at a lot of stuff. So
Activision, thank you all.
So
well, they don't thank me because I didn't play any Activision games this week. How about you?
Not that I can recall.
You look at your list like, did I play any?
I was like, because MKX is
Warner.
I'm in Warner. Car Mechanic is some little company that I don't know. Yeah.
You're still playing Car Mechanic Simulator?
Damn straight. I am so close to buying my damn car so I can fix it up. And then I'll be playing more Car Mechanic Simulator so I can build my car.
So you've been fixing other people's cars up until this point?
Yep. I get 4 phone calls a day and then I choose which car I'm going to work on. I'll work on that car. And now it's just getting harder because it's requiring a lot more diagnostics. Oh, it's a good time.
Almost sounds like Papers, Please, but for cars.
Yep, it pretty much is. And
without somebody with a gun to your head.
And none of the humor. And I'm not, you know, losing my family members.
Yeah, you're not starving your family to death with your ineptitude.
Yeah. Nobody's dying in this one.
You know, I joke about Papers, Please, but you know what? Every now and then, I do play it.
Yep, just because it's stupid fun for like a half hour.
And then I kill my family, like, quickly. I just can't. I can't do everything they want me to do, man. And I make too many mistakes, and then they haul me off with a gun pointed to my head. You know, it's just.
Yeah, I think I realized that I just can't play Paper Please after watching Blake and Ross do it. It's just like that level that they were taking it to. That was so much. Watching them do it was way more entertaining. Every time I jump on, I'm like, I need Ross here with his damn terrible accents telling me how terrible of a person I am. Yeah.
And then he got pulled away with a gun to his head for being too honest.
Yep. Yeah, that game. That's a good gun. That's a good one. So yeah, that's why that's some of my problems with Kickstarter. And there are several times where I'm like, I want to do this. I would totally fund this. And then I think, but I'd probably waste $50 and then I'd be pissed at myself. So I just wait for the good stuff to hit. And then I wait for people to actually say if it was really worth the damn time and effort and money.
Yeah. The Kickstarters that confuse me are the ones that I've seen for book publishing. I don't mean, okay, yes, I did fund the strategy guide one, but to me that was like kind of a different beast versus, I mean, people are pitching their fiction ideas. I'm like, and so they want people to give them money to self-publish their own book. I hate to tell you, this doesn't cost that much to self-publish your book if you're just going to put it on Amazon. Like, you know, put it to Amazon Kindle.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like weird. It's like, so you're basically putting your entire idea out there that anybody could just take and then, I don't know, go to a different publisher or self-publish it themselves and make all the money. And not only that, but like I was reading one because someone was like, you should read this one. It might be interesting. So I was reading it and I was like, okay, Harry Potter, Harry Potter, Harry Potter, Harry Potter. And the very end, I was like, you think this is Harry Potter, right? Well, it's not because everybody's gay. I'm like, and done. If that's your only like twist, you know it? That's a horrible twist. I'm not saying don't write books about gay people because that's a stupid thing to say too, but just like that's your only twist to it that's not a Harry Potter copycat because everybody's gay. I mean, what the hell, man?
Jesus. I wow. That one totally just
Yeah. Okay.
Congratulations on ripping off other ideas and then not doing much with them.
I mean, I guess I could do that. I could, like, you know, write a RoboCop screenplay, making everybody gay. That could be interesting.
Oh, RoboCop
gay. Yeah.
RoboCop hitting on Ed 209. Oh, that'd be great. yeah, let's not take that anywhere. Let's just let that one go. Wrong idea. Just fly. You're free.
Let's get back into what you've been playing aside from a car mechanic simulator.
Also played Morally Dangerous, which was a Kickstarter game, which we said. Still playing Mortal Kombat X, doing the daily and hourly living towers. That's a lot of fun.
I just did that one classic tower with Sonya, and I haven't gotten back into it, but you know, that was fun and dark.
Oh yeah!
Holy cow! The endings to those. I want to get back to that. I need to make that like, be like my lunch habit. Just sit there and play through the classic towers.
Yeah, I need to stop playing the living towers and do that just so I can get a couple more storylines. But every time I go to the towers, I'm like, living tower. So yeah. So I've been playing more of that. I also started playing Assassin's Creed Chronicles, which if you listen to the book club, you know that this is our game of the month. So. Start playing that and really been enjoying it. And I've been trying to force myself to just not care about the whole shadow thing and just go with the silent killer kind of thing. And I can't. I've restarted levels so many times because I get seen once and I'm like, nope, back to the beginning.
Oh, no. Occasionally I would do that if I got into like brawls where I knew I could do it. Like I didn't have to be seen. I didn't have to start a fight. I know I can do this. Rarely by being a shadow, because seriously, exploring is so much easier when everybody's dead. So
there it is. There's been lots of times where there's been a couple times now where I'm getting those secondary missions now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh Jesus, this dude was way back here. Oh, damn it.
See, and, it's easier to go back there.
If everybody's dead. Yeah. So I bet I don't know why. I don't know what it is, but like, you know, I'll play it for an hour and all I do is one small section of the game. And that was just because I'd get someplace, I'd get spotted, be like, fuck it, damn it. Just restart at checkpoint, do it again. Oh, restart at checkpoint again, restart. It should just be called Assassin's Creed Chronicles China. We'll restart at checkpoint.
At least the checkpoints are forgiving.
Yeah, they're actually pretty close. So this game is amazing. And Megan was actually sitting on the couch. I was playing it Saturday morning, I think. And she looks over and she goes, what game is that? That's really nice looking. And I was like, yeah, it's an old Assassin's Creed game. She's like, oh, okay. So it's, yeah, the storyline is okay so far.
The storyline is not mind-blowing by any stretch of the means. It is your very typical Assassin's Creed story. But and as a story gamer, like, for me to overlook the story just tells you, and not that the story was bad. There was not like there's not these huge plot holes. There's not, you know, it's just the story is just there. There's nothing about it that's ever going to be like, oh my God, I never saw that coming. No, not really. But the gameplay is so great.
Yeah, and the fact that there's three different tiers that you can actually play on. Like you can either do like what I've apparently been trying to do and stealthily get through the entire level without killing anybody. But every once in a while, I'm like, nope, you got to go because you're in my way. So I will kill one or two people. And then I've never actually brawled. I've never been in a fight so far.
And the brawls suck because, like, I did get a good flow with the combat, but it is, but when you get surrounded and you got to, you know, do your dodge rolls over people, it's, you know, sometimes the fatalities in Mortal Kombat are easier to execute than the dodge roll over people. And there, to me, there are some instances where I can't even see how to get through it without killing people.
Yeah. There's been a couple times where I knew what I had to do. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, it's easier if I just take this one person out because, you know, you come into a place where there's, you know, a couple guards sitting around, but a couple of them are sitting there having a conversation, which means they don't see you. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, well, I'll take out the one roamer and then I can easily, and, you know, video game logic, two dudes sitting together and there's this person walking up behind the dude you're talking to and nobody sees you. And then you're going to jump on a ladder and climb up and nobody still sees you. But, you know, whatever. It's a
video game. They will see that dead body if you don't move it fast enough.
Oh, fuck yeah. So, yeah. And now I'm at a part where there's like an archer sitting up and he can see me and there's a dude sitting right underneath the ledge. And the archer, his vision is right at that dude. So
exactly where you're talking about. That was exact. I don't see how you can do shadow with that.
Yeah. Well, I've done it once.
Oh, I'm impressed.
Because the archer will actually drop his vision down just enough. You can drop behind the guy and then quickly sprint over and you can get and climb around. But then I get stuck on another guy that's looking down and I always, for some reason, I keep jumping in. And that's my biggest gripe about the game is that every once in a while, my button presses get all kinds of, like I'll be shimmying a wall. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to shimmy around a corner and the game's like, no, we're going to move you up instead of doing what you want to do. And I'm just like, God, and that's where
there's too many of the button presses that are the same. And like, you know, like I'm trying to like, you know, do the diving in between hiding spots. Mm-hmm. And trying to dive into like the closet, instead it makes me go hide behind a pillar. I'm like, no! I don't want to be there. Shit! I just got saw.
Yeah. So usually about the times, but so I don't know. If you know where I'm at, I don't know how far I'm into the game, but
I don't remember exactly.
I feel like I'm about a third of the way. I kind of feel, but anyway. So I've been playing that. I also got back into Destiny. I bought both expansions. Because I started playing a couple weeks ago when me and my brother were playing GTA. We had my other brother jumped on and we're all like, well, he doesn't have GTA. Let's go play Destiny. So I started playing that. And if you listen to this at all, you know that I do watch Destiny streamers every once in a while, like pretty religiously. So I started playing that again and it's actually been a lot of fun. So I've been playing with my brother. And then Blake and I actually played. We played twice this week. One night didn't go so well for him. Because we were trying to do a strike on Heroic, and we just kept dying. We just, I think we spent 2 hours dying. Never completing it. I just laughed. I was just like, we're playing one something that's two levels higher than I can even do. So, okay, let's do it.
Right.
So we just ended up quitting out of that and then did another one. And anyway, so that's been a lot of fun, actually. House of Wolves is the second expansion that comes out next week. So I'm really looking forward to that because I hear that it's a pretty good expansion for like everybody. And it's not just raids. Blake was a little upset that there's no raids. And it's just like, they're trying to do something new. So there we go.
You don't mess with Blake's world, man.
Yeah, whatever. I'm like, just like, you know, they're adding more content to a game that you enjoy. Why bitch about it? And from what
but
I hear,
it's different.
Whatever. It's more content. And I was true to my word from last week on the coffee break or the book of the month. And I finished The Order, 1886.
Yay.
And
do you feel like a better person for it?
I really liked the way the game looked. It was very pretty.
It was very pretty.
The
soundtrack's amazing.
I can say that the sounds that I was hearing were pretty good. That's about it. I was just like, that's how you're going to end this game. That's the ending. That's what you're giving us. This is how this is going to roll. Okay. Well, And I've looked at it, and I look through the trophies, and it's like, do I really? Nope, fuck it. I'm done. Uninstalled it. It's just like, I need that, like, 40-some-odd gigs of my space back, because I've got other games coming that I want to put on here. So, yeah, I'm glad I went through it. They crafted a really good world, and I want more. That's the one thing that I can say, is that the game left me wanting more. I want more of the story. I wish that there was a little bit more development. I wish that it didn't feel like a really bad essay of how not to just shove in all these game elements and just hope that you can string them together and make it work.
I think is what I said. It was that I feel like they had a story and they tried to fit a game around it.
Yeah. It just,
and because I think it was supposed to be a launch-ish title, therefore they shoved in like all this tech demo-y stuff and, you know, all the different features of the PlayStation 4 at the time. And, you know, the problem is too much of it ended up being like a tech demo.
Yeah.
Like, the holding things and looking at it, it's like, I don't want to look at this anymore.
I mean, and there's a trophy to look at everything. And it's just like, I am not going to go back through to try to find every little thing that I'm in. And I'm not going to do that. But the world that they constructed visually was just fantastic. The fact that there were times that it would go from cutscene right into the game, and it was so blended together that you had to really be paying attention. And just the small details that they had in scattered about, you know, your different settings. Like, you could go up to a fire extinguisher and actually see the plate and all of, you know, the manufacturing and the date that it was done, and you could go see all these different books and the lighting that they used, and the character models were great. It's just, I got so sick and tired of going from cover shooter to open shooter to QTE
to just random werewolf fight that fits in nowhere.
Yeah. And it's just, but at the end, I was just like, okay, I'm glad I did it. I like they had a really good start on the characters. I was just like, you know, you blatantly left this open for a second one. You're hoping to do more, but
I don't think they will.
I mean, the amount of bashing they took when the game came out, just, I don't know that all the bashing was warranted. The length, I really, you know, they gave us what we got. So, you know, I would have wanted a little bit more because I wanted to flesh out a little bit more of that story before I felt like it was done. I really didn't care about the boss battle. It was the easiest boss battle I probably have ever had. But
yeah, because once you figured out the rhythm with the QTEs, it, you know, was fairly simple. Yeah. But, you know, but I think most boss battles that do have QTEs are kind of like that. So, like, the boss fights, I don't remember. I honestly don't, at this point, remember every little thing people complained about. And a lot of people, they got mad at me in my review for not talking about the letterbox format.
Oh, I didn't.
Which, I barely even noticed it. I didn't care.
I didn't even notice that it was letterbox. I had to actually think back onto it. I was like, it was letterbox? Okay.
Yeah, and like, well, the boss fights were like exactly the same. Like, okay, but I can think of like 10 other games that have that too. Yeah. Like, there was all these QTEs. Well, do you want to go into other games that have lots of QTEs, like God of War or whatever? I mean, so I think some of the stuff, I think people were just looking for outrage. The length disappointed me only in the sense that I feel like the length is not a disappointment to me if it's short and sweet and to the point and everything's fleshed out and no questions are left.
Yeah.
If the story is told, I'm fine with it. This one, I felt like the story was not complete. Like, I left with lots of questions.
Yeah, and to hear that, you know, if they never do another one, this is lost, because you've got a base now. I mean, create a sequel and help flush out some more of the storyline. Mm-hmm. If you're not going to create a sequel, then flush out that storyline. So that way, because I was, like I keep saying, I was left wanting more. And it just, to hang it up like that at that point, just be like, yep, we're done. Peace out.
Right. Like, even if we don't get another game, but I'd like books, comics, Something.
Great. Something. Do something to close up all these holes that you've got. You've got all these dangling strings, and you just need to start tying them together. Or do something. Don't leave it to my imagination, because at this point, you know, the vampires win.
At least I'm not sparkly.
No, that's you know, it's up to the imagination. Sure, you know, you could also go 50 Shades of Grey. Grayson could be, yeah, there you go. Imagine Grayson being that powerful dude. I've never read the book, so I have no idea. I've only seen blips and pieces. So, yeah, that's what I've been playing. Anybody considering the Order of Wayfarer? If it's got to go on PlayStation Plus at some point. Let's face it, this has got to be a PS Plus game. But
what, and if it is, would you download it?
I would put it
buy
in
it?
I would buy it, so that way it's there. That way I've always got it. But no, I would probably not download it again. I really don't.
If that does happen, and you decide you want to go back in and get the Platinum Trophy, because the Platinum Trophy is fairly easy to get, I recommend putting it on easy and then watching like how much you don't have to duck and cover for anything.
So what have you been playing?
I pulled a Blake.
Uh-oh.
And I bought Broken Age for the Vita.
Wow.
And I have to say that when you know the solutions to the puzzles, you can get through that pretty darn quickly. It's, you know, there's not as much backtracking, because you can be really efficient in how you're getting stuff. And so I was like, oh, okay, I'm actually enjoying this a little more now that I know the solutions to the puzzles. Because although I couldn't remember everything from Act 1, I was like, oh, that's right, it was this stupid thing. Yeah, Tim, like, really, Tim? And the funny thing is, after playing it again, I remember him saying, you know, you should play the act again before you play Act 2, because it's been so long, and there's a lot of clues. And I was like, there can't be that many clues. Oh, there are. Like, solutions to stuff in Act 2 are blatantly said in Act 1. And I was like, oh! Like, I don't know if it cleared in on me because I already knew it, or if that little thing might have stuck with me later on, be like, oh yeah, didn't this person say this about this? So, Broken Age, like on the Vita, was kind of like, it really works on the Vita because of the touchscreen. I can't imagine playing this on the PS4. I really can't. Just because the point and click does, like, I tried using the controls for the point and click, and no, I just use the touchscreen. But I was hoping that all the solutions, like, I'd saved it, like, with my camera phone, we need to go back and forth, would work. And apparently they change. Like, I don't know if it's they change with every single gameplay or they change between the platforms, but like all the solutions I had like saved, I was like, God dang it, I have to erase all those and, you know, actually have to do this the hard way and figure out the solution. But I don't think I'm going to platinum in this one because there's a few trophies. I'm like, I don't see me. Like, one of them is complete the whole thing minus cutscenes in an hour. Ugh. And that you just have to really like be super efficient, know everything, and if I could keep the same solutions, you know, all the way across, then maybe it would work, but I don't think so. But so I did that, and I finished it like in a day, because that's how much more quickly it goes when you know what you're doing. And then this week I've been playing Wolfenstein The Old Blood, which is the I don't know if it's standalone, but it's definitely its own separate game from the New Order. It's a prequel to the New Order, because the New Order starts when BJ is doing his initial raid on Death's Head, and Death's Head wins that battle, and BJ is left in a coma, or actually kind of a vegetable catatonic state for 20 years, and the Nazis have won the war. So when he wakes up in, I think it's the 50s, so maybe it's not 20, I don't know. Anyway, he wakes up like 50s, 60s, and the world is a very, very scary place with the Nazis and how they've taken over. So this is the prequel to that, and that, like I said, the game starts on his raid on Death's Head's castle. This is when he's trying to find where Death's Head is.
Oh, nice.
So I finished the first act last night. And I'll tell you what, this game is hard. Like I'm playing on easy, and I might have to take it down to very easy because it is hard. There's a lot of stealth imposed on you, which I kind of hate. Because it's not very easy to see where you need to go, because in order to like the there's these commanders. If you take out the commanders stealthily, then they can't raise alarms. If they raise an alarm, then hordes of people just come in. Well, where to get to them is not very apparent. There's other people doing patrols. You can try to kill them, but if anybody sees you, the alarm gets raised. And you can't move dead bodies. And so if someone sees a body, the alarm gets raised. So I'm Asian areas, there's two commanders. I'm pretty good at killing one. And then on the way to the second commander, I get seen by somebody. I'm like, ah, fuck it. You double wheel, just go through and just blaze on.
This is a standalone game.
It is okay.
Yeah, I just had to go look it up.
And it's kind of a weird cross between, like, it wants to be like this really bad B-rated movie, and yet it still takes itself seriously. But I don't know if it's taking itself seriously in that it's making fun of how serious the first game was. I kind of can't tell. And there's a whole, the game is really all about exploration. So it's you really got to kill everybody so that you can find all the different secrets. And you know, one thing they had in the New Order was that if you took a nap in your compound, you would play the original Wolfenstein 3D. Well, this has levels of Wolfenstein in every single mission, so you have to find places where you're allowed to go. So this says they're called "Go Have a Little Nightmare."
Oh, God.
And that adds on about a good 30 minutes of your playing time. So if you get killed in your dream, obviously you wake up. You can wake up at any time, or you can wake up when you complete the level. So I did. I found one. Finally, found my first one in chapter 3. Did that. I found another one in chapter 4. I was like, yeah, I don't have time for this. I'm just gonna keep on keeping on. It's like I just kind of want to get this review, which is another reason why I might take it down to very easy. Like, I don't have time to deal with you guys pouring in on me. I get it, the game is hard, it's punishing. But there's also a lot of things where it makes fun of itself. Like, I did come across a verified grammar Nazi.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Yeah, two Nazis are having this discussion, and he's like, so I'm laying next to a girl. He goes, lying. What? You're lying next to a girl. You lay something down. You lie next to something. He's like, why did you correct me? I'm just trying to preserve our beautiful language. I'm just like, they're just dying laughing. And of course, then I get seen because I didn't kill them. Someone was coming around the corner and was like, hey. I was like, damn it, I was enjoying this conversation. And like this. Oh, and BJ, he'll crack random. Oh, like he like there was a skull, and so it's like you can pick up the skull. I was like, okay, so picked up the skull. He goes, alas, poor Yorick, ha ha! I crack myself up. And then he drops the skull. It's like, ah, shit. Kind of random stuff like that. And last, I got to my first like official boss fight last night, and you're in this tavern. You got people stowed in the basement to keep them safe, and they're like, you know, he's like, don't come out until I say it's okay, because he's got to save the day, you know. So he kills everybody in there, and he's going to the basement. He's like, okay, come out. And then you hear the boss goes, American, I'm here for you. Never mind. Slams the door back.
Oh, you don't say this.
I will have to say that this is the most fun you'll have with the lead pipe since Clue.
Oh, lead pipe. Not as cool as a crowbar, but lead pipe good.
Man, the way he kills people with a lead pipe, it's disturbing, man. He doesn't just hit them over the head, no, because the pipe actually comes apart. It's got a little pointy end, which is what you use to usually get through, like open up doors or to climb. He climbs up a wall using the pipes. And like, he doesn't just bash people over the head. No, he stabs it through the neck.
Fatality.
And like all the dogs that come after you, it's like, oh, I'm so tired of killing dogs, but I know I have to, otherwise they'll kill me. But dear God, I'm so tired of killing poor dogs. Although I didn't mind killing this one dog after I watched it eat my friend. I mean, literally, like sitting there munching. One time, it's like I actually got a screenshot of it because I figured out how to take screenshots. I didn't remember how to take a screenshot in Xbox One. Well, because it's a brand new feature, and so I was like, I don't know how to take a screenshot, and it's like. Do Is that feature even like, is it, has it been in the updates yet? I don't even know. And so I just said, Xbox, take a screenshot. Screenshot captured. I'm like, okay.
That works.
I don't like it as much because I like, you know, having like the pressing the button to get the timing. Uh-huh. But it worked for what I needed. So I got a screenshot of the dog like munching on this guy. I was like, yeah, that's not creepy at all. So I'm liking it. I can't imagine playing this on Uber. My God. And I'm also beginning to think maybe my first person shooting skills are lacking, which they could be. It has been a while. I guess The Order was the last one that I played. But I bet the Wolfenstein, the New Order was hard. Like I started it on normal and about 2/3 of the way through, I had to knock it way down. I couldn't hack it. And I talked to other people who had the same thing. And this other guy was like, oh, well, I completed both playthroughs because you got choices to make on Uber. I'm like, oh, well, good for you.
Your is so big.
You obviously have mad first-person shooter skills that I do not.
Oh, brother. Well, it's only $20. Maybe I'll have to pick this up.
Yeah, I mean, it's taking me, I'm about halfway through, so I finished part one. I'm assuming there's only two parts, just from looking at the achievement list. And I've played 5 hours.
Okay, so 10, 12-hour game then.
And I haven't even done all the exploration. Like, you look at, like, all my collectibles, and I haven't found even half the collectibles. And, you know, like I said, I missed two of the nightmare levels. And if you do all the nightmare levels, that's going to definitely add your time. And on top of it, there's these challenges you can unlock, where, like, after you unlock them, then you can go back to the main menu, you can do the challenges, which is basically that you replay certain parts of, like, the shooter mechanic stuff and rank up a high score.
Oh. Wow. There's a lot in here for $20.
Yeah, I think so.
Damn. Good times.
And all right. Like, the only I have is too much of the stealth, because it's required. And so, in some areas, like, oh my God. Okay, fine. Why don't I have the double barrel shotgun anymore? Oh, right, because they took it away from me in the beginning of the game. I could really use that now, running through these areas, just ba-boom, ba-boom.
Damn it, game.
Damn I know.
It. All right. Well then.
That's all I got. Next week, I guess I'll have The Witcher and episode 3 of Life is Strange, because that just got announced today. That's coming out next week. Like, because we don't have enough stuff coming out May 19th.
Oh, The Witcher! So much hype.
So much hype. Apparently, a lot of boobs and butts.
Well, it is The Witcher.
People were getting offended by it. I'm like, apparently you didn't play the last game. It's okay to get offended by it. That's fine, but don't be so shocked that it's there.
Oh, brother. Happy note, you should take us home.
Well, I was going to say, it's like being shocked at, you know, JRPGs with the boob physics and those. Yeah. It's just... Don't you know in JRPGs that the less armor a chick wears means the more powerful she is? I mean, that's just how it works.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it also makes sense to me if you leave a comment on this post saying what you would like. Oh, I'm getting segue skills from Blake, damn it. If you want to talk about anything in particular, you can leave us a comment here. You can email me at strategyguidereviews@gmail.com. I have a big announcement. We did get a Bloodborne guide. Yay! It should be at Chris's today or tomorrow, according to my tracking number.
Oh, well, UPS man or USPS man just dropped us stuff off, so.
Okay, and it is big, dude. It is thick guide, so.
Awesome.
If that doesn't help people, then nothing will, I guess. And you can, be on the lookout for that in the next couple of weeks. Be on the lookout for my Witcher 3 guide in 2016. And... just keeping it honest, man. 200 hours worth of game content. Anyway, so glad I'm not reviewing that for work. You can follow us on Twitter at Starvin. I am at Crunchy Chocobo. The site is at Strategy Reviews. And of course, we ask that you keep reading SGR on a daily basis, weekly. I can't say daily because I don't post stuff daily. Trying to get better about that. Anyway, I need to stop apologizing. So anyway, so we will catch you guys next time. Be 21. I think we're going to do it after hours. They'll be drinking. They'll be cussing. It'll be good times.
And we'll hate it in the morning when we wake up with hangovers. And on that, we're out. Peace.